Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
School time, school's in session. Oh, am I doing the thing? Okay.
I'm your teacher coming to the class.
Hey, what's up, teacher? Do you have a lesson?
No, actually, I am having trouble with my husband at home.
Let's talk about it, and then we'll talk about Star Trek. Let's talk about it for 25 minutes or more.
I want to join this chorus, but yeah. I never know what's coming.
No, neither.
There's no pattern to this.
Neither do I. Welcome to Treks in the City.
Welcome to Treks in the City.
My name is Alice Wetterland.
My name is Veronica Osorio.
De Caracas.
Veronica Osorio de Caracas.
And we're so happy to be here today. It's Valentine's Day. This is our second episode of the day. You're getting another phone call. Just pick it up.
It's from the delivery, so let's see what he says. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, hi, Veronica. Are you coming out?
Yes, my friend Brett is coming. We're recording a podcast, so that's why
Does he have a blue hat on?
He sure does. Yeah.
He doesn't believe Brett.
Okay, all right, I trust him
or not. Okay.
I mean, sometimes I can't believe Brett.
I can't believe...
He doesn't believe Brett.
Brett's like,
does he have a blue hat on and is in front of me and is like weirdly saying that your name? Like, yeah.
Is he like really annoying about getting people to believe him?
he thought that Brett was someone just trying to like snatch some delivery.
He's like, okay, Veronica.
We'll have to have Brett on mic tell this story.
Oh my God. I want to know what's happening.
We've been trying to get Brett on mic for a really long time. We actually asked him to be a guest on this show. He said no.
No.
He won't. And our guest today knows this pain very well. We have another guest from the fabulous Forever Dog podcast, Teen Creeps. And we're so happy to welcome the other co-host of Teen Creeps, Kelly Nugent, to our studios today. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, ladies.
Thanks for being here.
I like that voice. I have a question. Yeah, I like it too. I have a question. In your podcast, do you have like segments and stuff?
Not really.
Okay.
Really?
Well, actually, incorrect. Sometimes we'll do listener stories and they call in and leave a voicemail. So we have that.
Okay.
What phone do they call?
What phone number? It's a Google Voice thing.
Okay. That's genius. Like, okay. Yeah. Perfect.
So that way it's like not connected. And then we can just sign in. I think that's it. We like briefly at the start of our show had like experimented with some, but we just kind of stepped away from it.
Interesting. Yeah.
That's what we did. We were like, let's let all the segments dissolve.
We've had a bunch of segments that came and went.
We didn't agree to.
We had Q-tips where we asked Q'd questions. We never quite figured that out. We had a reoccurring segment, which is Rhea. Butcher would call in. And we basically had to call her one time and then that died. We're just not really segment people, it seems like.
We thought we would be, but we're really not.
So we'll have a bunch of one-offs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found that, like, if you are like, oh, okay, so we have, like, these six segments, we have to figure out which ones we want to do, sometimes it gets kind of clunky if you feel like you have a style of show that you are trying to
Making it be a thing versus...
You're just like, and then you're just like, oh, should we do a segment?
Like, I used to do Gilmore Guys all the time. And those guys, like, Kevin is really good at running the show. Mm-hmm. And always, he's the glue.
He has ready segments.
Yeah, he's the glue. He's like a showrunner on his own. He's like constantly segueing into the right thing. And he's like very graceful about it. And I'm just like, it's a lot to think about. I know that it would be for me.
Yeah, it totally helps to have like a person that's just like ready to just like be aggressive. Because if you have someone that's gonna like kind of eggshell do it, mm-hmm. then it's not going to work.
Yeah, we found out that that's neither of us.
Yeah, none of us have like the attention span enough to like do anything like that.
I'm like, I'm having fun. Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah. We go in a lot of
change topics and kind of like.
That's what we do.
You do you, man. Do you.
That's what we do. So wait, I need to ask you because I
ask
this
me
every
interview
guest.
Interview me. Make me feel like I'm a guest on your show.
You are welcome. Welcome to the show. Do you need coffee? Can I help you with anything?
That would be good. Actually,
that's kind of like a
coffee would be great.
Right? We'll ask.
We'll scream at Brett
once he comes back.
Well, first we have to interrogate him about
let's just
the
like,
delivery situation.
Brett probably just went through a lot just now, and we're just waiting to see what he's. If it's okay, what he's going through.
I can only stay mad at that face. I mean,
yeah.
Brett is like our dad.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the relationship that you'll develop with him.
Is
but
it great. Like that? With, he's he like proud of you guys and stuff?
I or want him
you've
to
only
be,
been
though,
here
you know
a
what
little
I
bit.
Mean?
Yeah.
I want him to be. I don't know if he is, but I do. I'll like send like graphics mm-hmm. things and mm-hmm. be like, I hope Brett thinks it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes he doesn't respond. And I'm like, whoa, no, yeah. Brett didn't like that one.
Okay, great. So you're in live in fear of Brett a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Brett has this relationship with us where he started this podcast with us. So like he's been there from the beginning. He's very much like a dad. Like he mm-hmm. really like it's like he's a stage dad and he's like, no guys.
Really? Yay.
Yeah. Siri's like listening to all of
okay,
you.
Siri oh my God, currently Siri's, recording.
She's telling the FBI.
Girl, I feel like the CIA is like, let's just listen up
she
in
not
here
sure she
just
understand.
For a second.
She's not sure.
But why would the CIA want to listen up on us like suddenly?
I know, because they
also,
can just listen
right
to the
now,
show.
Listen to the show. Subscribe.
You can actually,
smash that subscribe button.
You can just smash
hit
it.
Those 5 stars. Hit smash.
Can you imagine the NSA? That. Like, how do I get it? Is it
I want like a smash effect right now. Like a... yeah.
All we have. Let's see. This.
All we have is...
It's literally all we ever
smash
had.
That subscribe button.
Do oh. you, Veronica, want to ask your question of the guest?
Oh, ask the question.
Yes.
Sorry.
So thank you. The smash. I'm sorry. The question is, Brett. Look, it's like a dad. Brett,
aww, eat your food.
Did you go through a lot with a man? Because he called me to check if the man with a hat was you. If it was for me.
He's like, is his name actually Brett?
Yeah. He was like, is this like? Do you have? Is a
Does
man with
have-
a hat?
Okay, does he have a blue hat on?
So he was highly suspicious of you.
The man with the big blue hat.
And I couldn't remember if he had a hat, so... So the question is, what is your relationship to Star Trek? Do you have one?
I love Star Trek. I love TNG. I used to watch... It is so funny. I used to watch TNG with my dad, and now he, like, gaslights me. I was like... I would be like, Dad, like, don't you, like, love... Didn't you love watching TNG? And he's like, I never watched that. And I was like, we watched it, like, all the time.
That is, like, a weird gaslight.
What a weird thing to gaslight me about.
Why would he lie?
I think he's having memory problems, which is, like...
Oh, that's very depressing.
It's very upsetting. Mm-hmm. And, like... Actually, has been something that I've been like freaking out about lately because I've been like, oh my God, is my dad okay? Because he's been acting weird lately.
Has he done like Sudokus and stuff?
He does do that. And he's like a working, he like works in a job that would definitely need him for his mind to be sharp.
Wow.
I don't know what the deal is, but
what's
he's
his job? Is it secret?
Sort of. It's like a, yeah.
I love
he does,
it so much. Wow. Don't tell me anything. Okay,
he,
tell me something.
He's like, he does like top secret, like aerospace engineer stuff. Yeah. He's been to Area 51.
Oh my God, wait.
Whoa.
Yeah. He says there are no aliens. But of course, that's what they pay him to say.
That's what they all say.
If someone
paid.
Who went, if someone who has secret jobs said there are no aliens, he's suddenly announcing it out loud.
I know,
I'd be
also,
like, it sounds like there are aliens.
Yeah. So there's just like a fuck ton of aliens. There's just like an alien pile. So it's basically like you walk through the door and the door's an alien.
Well, you
and
keep your
an
alien pile
on the other side of the
dad.
Door. And
come
the
on.
Like, hey, nobody's alien. And they're like,
wait, your dad is like, is this real?
Yeah, no, it's for real.
You're saying it because it's just literally everything I want to hear.
No, it's for real.
Oh, okay.
He like, it was like, I remember growing
We've
up.
Been burned before.
at the end, I'll be like, I just fucking gaslighted you.
I'd be like, oh, you're that with a secret job. You'd be like, what? What do you mean?
Like, no, I never said that. You sound crazy.
Oh, no, I swear. Right, Alice? Alice?
Eating.
Alice is eating quickly. I'm going to get up and get the spring roll. So wait, you watched TNG specifically or did you watch all of them?
I watched TNG and then and I watched the original series later, like probably in college.
Oh, are you okay?
I'm okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We've been rewatching the original series.
No, we're watching for the first time, actually.
Yeah.
And it is torture. Like,
it's pretty, like, there are some episodes that are fine, that are good, that are
really, we haven't gotten to them yet.
There's one,
we're like eight in.
Okay. I'm trying to remember the one that I really liked. There's one where it's like
Tribbles.
I don't remember the name. It's like the one where the guy, it's you see Christopher Pike again.
Hmm. We are not that far yet.
Okay. So there's that one I remember sticking out a lot, but it is a lot of like it's exactly that first episode of Black Mirror.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's exactly it's like that. And so it needs to be somebody on, like rolling their eyes and like at all the dialogue. And like basically you walk in and it's like somebody's just walking across the room, but the music's like, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
And then everybody's just like immediately mad at each other for no reason. But Kirk yeah. is always cool and calm and collected. Like, if there's, like, a pile of dead alien bodies, like, he'll walk into a room and be like,
what is with you and the pile of aliens? Do you need to talk about something?
Well, I don't know. I just, like, kind of had some dreams.
Okay.
And so I can't go to sleep until I'm looking at a pile of dead aliens. No big deal. I'm sure I don't need to talk to anybody about it. That's fine. And Kirk's just like,
did somebody call the cleanup crew?
Like, you saw, like, yeah, you can tell that William Shatner is a legit piece of shit by watching the original series. I all feel like, because you can tell, like, any actor worth his salt would be like, I don't know if I would be just like cool all the time. Yeah. You know what I mean?
When the show keeps telling us how sexy he is,
yeah,
and I'm like, okay,
this part,
like, that the lady doth protest actually too much. Mm-hmm. Like, why, like, so I'll decide who's sexy.
Exactly.
But he'll like walk in and he'll be like, do you feel the raw sexual charisma crackling off of me?
Yeah.
And it's like, I guess.
Yeah, not
something's
too
crackling,
much.
All right.
Yes. Hello. So you have more of a relationship with TNG though, maybe, because you have like a, you watched all of it or no?
I think over time I did, but I went like, it was like, I was watching throughout the whole time, but I didn't go, like, I wasn't like every week, tune in.
From your past here, who knows what you watched, so we can actually check in with them.
Dad?
The matter is closed.
Okay, well, I don't know if you know that person, but it's Lexana Troi.
Wow.
So,
that really happened.
We demanded
I can't believe Alice,
that Brett make us a soundboard, and then we have absolutely been unable to use it properly for the entire duration of the podcast. Like, we cannot get it right. So this episode that I'll just do the Netflix synopsis for
you know
it,
what,
which
Alice?
Is
I can't accept that.
Prohibitively hard to find, as usual. Always goes back to Mudbound.
Okay,
and
this is a part where I say, you have a Sunnydale High t-shirt.
Yes.
That's a fucking cool.
Oh my
Thank
God. I've been
you.
Looking for a rad
like one
Buffy
that looks
shirt.
Like
an
it's
actual
actually
thing?
From the school.
Or any Buffy shirts whatsoever that aren't horrifying looking.
Yeah.
Because they all have that like aesthetic, you know, that's sort of like femme steampunk or something. Do you know?
Yeah.
Like,
well, they all like try to look like the shirt version of the font, which is like so.
It's gross.
Much.
It's like, yeah, they print it out before a concert really quick.
So,
So
that's a rad shirt, and I'd like to know where you got it.
you
could print it out before a concert. They're selling them on the side of the road on the way to the
to the BuffyCon thing.
So I wish, right? The Loud as a Whisper, episode 5 of season 2.
What would this concert have? What is this?
It would have Dingo's Ate My Baby.
Dingo's Ate My Baby.
Okay.
And
there we go.
I accept that. All right.
What else did they? Wasn't
well, remember
else
all the,
in the, band?
The bronze? Remember all the bronze bands? So it would be like,
I mean, it would be like a Lollapalooza. Really.
It would definitely be like that. I kind of want that soundtrack of all of Buffy. It's the best. Like any band there were like the coolest 90s.
They were so cool. And it was a lot of like really cool looking women being like,
Chibamato.
Yes.
Stuff like
that's
that.
That's exactly that. Yeah.
Chibamato had a big part in the soundtrack.
Da, 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 da,
yeah. Da, da, da. And just so sensual.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I feel like we get like an MC, like a Spike type MC, maybe.
Oh, sure.
James Marsden. Not British, I found out.
Not British. Does a great accent.
Does a
great
accent.
Apparently, it gets better throughout time because at first, Anthony Stewart Head was like, you are going crazy right now.
Really?
You need to cool it down. Yeah. So he like volunteered to be his like coach.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, let me help you, please.
How do you know all this?
I have a Buffy podcast.
You okay?
Oh my God. You're the one who has a Buffy podcast. Is it active right now? Are you watching it in order? Can I come? Can I be your guest?
Sure. We
sure
are.
To what?
Well, so guess what? We're finishing our very last episode of Buffy because we're doing Buffy and Angel. So okay. we're doing End of Days and Chosen. Like
wait,
this Sunday.
It was Buffy and Angel its own series. I'm a little bit on.
What's the name of the podcast?
There's Buffy is Hellmouthy.
That's funny.
That's
really funny.
There was Buffy, and then Angel was a character that came on Buffy.
I know. Yeah, but yeah. I'm saying like Buffy and Angel, the title of a series.
No.
What do you mean you're doing Buffy and Angel?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Oh, I'm doing the Buffy episodes, and then also Angel episodes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I just pulled the mic out of the stand just with surprise,
with shock.
Yeah, like my God. Meaning that like once chronologically in the Buffy rewatch it yeah. came to like Angel started being a show mm-hmm. we were like, oh, we'll just do Angel too, because people were like, are you guys gonna do Angels? We're like, okay, we'll do it.
Oh, concurrently.
I couldn't do Angel. That's although I love that Cordelia was there.
There is like drama though, like it they really fucked with her character.
I know.
Is it because of Joss Whedon?
Feminist frequency.
Oh my God, there's so much I need to know.
What do you mean by
I need to go dark for a while.
Tell me more.
I need well, to go ahead. Yeah.
So like he so her character, apparently, like, she and him had, like, a thing. And then she didn't want to do it anymore. And then he was like, okay. Then they started writing that her character was, like, going to go evil and then go into a coma. Mm-hmm. And then basically her last, like, 7 episodes that she's on the show, she's literally, like, laying down, eyes closed, just... being
ooh,
in a coma.
Tough.
And then they were like, okay, we're not going to kill you off. Like, she was like, okay, fine, I'll do this coma thing if you guys just please don't kill my character off. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, we won't. So then she's just off camera for an entire season. And then she comes back for 1 episode and dies in that episode.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks so much.
Yeah. And like you and the arc is so weird for her character and it doesn't make sense at all. Like, if you watch it and you don't know the drama, you're just like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. Why is this happening?
Yeah.
But then, like, knowing it, and then you can see Charisma Carpenter, like, delivering those lines, and you can see that she just seems tired and doesn't want to deal with it. Like, it just is, it seems really sad.
Mm.
That's the drama. It does really suck. It's kind of sad to really watch it.
Are you sure she's not just a crazy lady?
Nice.
You sound crazy.
She sounds pretty crazy.
Is this public knowledge? Like, what's the word out?
I feel like everyone pretty much knows that. People don't really know details. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm.
Details.
Yeah, details.
Yeah, but unless like they've read my blog. Details.
details mm-hmm. /Buster.
/buster.blogspot.liejournal.
EU.
Wait. Dash com.
HTTP.
HTTP. Dash ow.
Oh, HTTPS.
Put
that
in your big
safe.
Pick and hike. It's like a weird Australian. I just found out that the flu I had was Australian.
You know, Australian flu?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what Rhea Butcher, our last guest, told me. She knows too many things.
She diagnosed you.
She simply knows too much.
Oh, my God.
The woman who knows too much. Yeah. Okay, apparently.
Do you feel okay now?
You know what? I feel all right.
Oh.
But I felt bitter.
Bitter.
It other times, even I.
Sometimes it's right. hard to just be around.
It is difficult to even exist in the same room as me.
There are like some like,
you know,
ancillary issues with your flu.
Wish that I could
make your co-host not like you.
Wish that I could put that in my big pick and take a hike, right? Okay, wow. So this episode, Loud as a Whisper.
This is a point where I say a confession.
Okay.
I didn't watch the episode.
You didn't?
I couldn't.
Why?
Because I didn't have time. Because I had a meeting with my rabbi, and I had another meeting with a director, and then I got home last night too late.
You know what's insane about that?
What?
Remember like a few weeks ago when I didn't watch the episode,
and I was embarrassed for you.
Yes. Yes, I. That's what I'm referring to. And I was embarrassed for you.
I know. Yes. I had one unpaid job, because you guys are not giving us 5 stars.
Hear me out. Okay. Hear me out.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I watched, instead of the episode I was supposed to watch, mm-hmm. I watched this episode, the one we're supposed to watch for now.
Oh my God.
So that's such a weird connection. Do you know what I'm saying?
That it would be this one.
It's cosmic.
So why she, this one?
When right. She came once and she did not have a clue of where we were standing.
It was the Eugene Cordero episode. And it was
She did not watch the episode because she watched accidentally Netflix sent her to another one.
Oh yeah. My God.
And it sent you to this one.
Yes, it sent me to this one.
I can't feel like
we're
this.
In an episode
we're
in, of Star
I think
Trek.
We're in a temporal loop.
What? What a mystic conversion.
It's an anomaly.
What it's would an you, anomaly. As a Buffy fan, what would you think this plot line is?
Mm. Good. Okay, clue. There's like a. Did one of you guys like pull up like a weird manuscript while you were surfing the web and like read it out loud?
That's me.
Okay.
I read about tarot and very suspicious websites.
And I never surf the web because I like talking to real people.
this internet thing's not going to catch on.
I don't have BO coming from my face.
Library, and I did in the one computer Google some suspicious tarot website. Would that count?
The lights are like flickering.
Am I Willow?
I think you're Willow. Willow.
So oh my you God. Have to be like
you're a techie pagan.
Oh no, my lover's gonna die.
Techie pagan.
That's actually where I totally had. We totally had one of those incidents for. Teen Creeps, where I totally forgot that we were supposed to read a trilogy and I just read the first book. And so I was like, man, this reading was a breeze. And I walk in and Lindsay's like, all right. And she like throws down her trilogy. And it's like, whoop. And I was like, oh. I was like, I didn't read that.
So you read a book
mm-hmm.
every episode?
Mm-hmm.
All we have to do is watch like one TOS episode and
40-minute episode of TV and we barely get it done.
No, I get it done with a TNG, but then when it comes to TOS, I'm like...
Yeah, we watch TOS like the first 15 minutes and then we for a real tune in.
You guys read full trilogies from a week to the next.
Well, that was like a rare occasion. Usually the books are thin because they're just those like little... You know, paperbacks.
Like,
it's like it is
they're
probably an hour.
Bus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So they're
I like
very
that
quick.
You're smart. I'm not.
Thank you.
I can barely watch TV, but I am going to recap this episode and play some clips for you. How about that? Because I miss that you miss. I'm embarrassed for you.
I will watch
as
it.
You would be for me.
Wow.
And I know that you will watch it too, unlike me, which I wouldn't if I had missed an episode. So
but
you're
I did want to ask you too.
Oh yes.
To maybe recap it for me.
Oh, of course.
In your own words, you know. However you
want
to tell me.
The episode title, Loud as a Whisper. Now I'm going to hand it over to Kelly, physically. What if we had the same mic and we're the same as they're passing it? To recap the episode, what happened on this week's episode of Trek?
So there is like, there are these two groups of beings. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what, they seem to be, they're the same species, right?
Do they live on the same planet?
I have no idea.
Yeah. So they live on the same planet, we'll say.
Yeah. They're warring all the time. Years and years and years. Warring.
Yeah.
And they're like,
warring. You know what I mean?
Boring. All right. Snooze a lose. And they're like, oh, wow. What? This is like, they're never going to stop fighting. And then they're like, you know what? We want peace. So we have to get the guy that's the best at doing peace. His name is something
is-
called... Something.
So
is it that Moses
Reva?
Looking
the planet the, is Reva.
Young Moses.
Reva McIntyre.
Reva.
This is the planet called Solias V.
The planet?
Yeah.
Nice.
Go ahead.
So then Reva comes out and he's like, that was the crunchiest fucking
These foods
spring
are
out.
So crunchy. It's insane.
I think it generated an earthquake in South America.
Sorry. I like that a lot.
Wow.
Go ahead.
So,
Reva
then is like, hey,
he's the best mediator.
Enterprise, come hang out at my place. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, great. So they come. Oh my God, what? There's nobody there to greet them? Rude. So they're like, ugh, commercial break. We come back. Reva's there and he's got like a crew. He's got like three people, mm-hmm. a lady, a guy that looks like a young Kevin McDonald.
Yeah.
And then. Another guy who is just a guy.
Ooh. So imagine.
I'll take two.
So imagine Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
Just standing
Fleetwood Mac.
In front of you. That's exactly what it looks like.
Do they have like flowy dresses?
Yes.
Fleetwood Mac minus Lindsay Buckingham. That's what it looks like.
Okay.
And
I don't know what you're saying. But
and also minus the. It's got a Stevie. But no, actually,
she's not a Stevie.
She's more of a.
Like a diluted.
She's not like witchy enough to be Stevie. She's like
she's
too
closer
like Grecian.
She's closer to a Stevie McVie. Or I'm sorry, a Christy McVie.
So they're all wearing like Grecian clothes and also like lots of pleats. There's a lot of pleats happening.
Mm.
He comes out and all of a sudden, he's not talking to
Who's
them.
Who's he?
Reva.
Okay.
So Reva comes out. Reva is wearing like all white loafers, white. His hair is like feathered.
Ooh.
He doesn't talk to them.
Like that sexy 80s thing.
Yes. He's very sexy 80s. Like, it's
Kenny
very,
Rogers,
like, wind,
I always say. Yeah.
Like, yes. Kenny Rogers. Windy. So it's.
Big round diameter blow dry brush.
Yes.
And a blow dry.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Thick blow dry.
Yes.
Okay.
It's important that you understand.
But there's still movement in his
it's
hair.
The most important part.
There's it. Yeah.
He flows.
He
flows.
All of them is flowing.
All of them.
Whole,
constantly,
like constantly flowing.
Yeah. MacGyver,
he's probably got Kenny like Rogers, sort of a mystical diarrhea. And
yes.
I know I always bring it back
what
to
hair color? What hair color? Describe it for me.
Like a dusty blonde.
Golden.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm
like
in
bronzy,
love with him.
Bronzy blonde.
Am I in love with him?
He looks like...
There is a charisma.
He is a blonde Stephen Michael McDonald a little bit. He's got a little bit of that Michael McDonald.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Yes.
Flair.
There is
I mean?
A charisma.
Because his
saying.
Face is so intense.
Okay,
when he's
let me tell you this. I am crazy for Riker. Would I like this man?
You know what? He has a Riker. He's like Riker light. He is like a different type of Riker.
All right, I love him light.
Yeah. So he comes out. He's not talking to them.
Uh-huh.
But the group, the trio is talking to them. And they're like, right. What? And they explain. Listen, he is deaf and can't speak.
Okay. So he's deaf mute or just deaf?
Deaf mute, mm-hmm. But he can read lips.
Okay.
And they're like, we speak for him. We're his mm-hmm. chorus. Lady is harmony.
Very Greek.
This one guy is like the id, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I just pulled up some Michael McDonald videos as a...
Picture that dusty blonde.
Like
dusty
imagine
blonde.
This is what he... I honestly think he looks a lot like this. This is going to be an ad. Oh, no. Here.
No, let's go.
Hey, everybody, this is the B-Man, OBW, from the World Record Podcast, and I'm here to let you know that me and my co-host, the A-Train, a.k.a. Hershey Hellman, took over office. I was live this week. We came into the studio. We made it our own. We wrecked the place. I stole one of Tim Heidecker's guitars. So check out Office Hours Live on your podcast app of your choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live this week and see what happens. Or go to worldrecordpodcast.com and you can watch the videos or join the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Enjoy the show.
It's showtime.
Yeah, let's go to the middle of that juice.
Holy shit.
That hurts.
This is what he sounds like. That's him.
Oh my god, exactly. But just like
it looks so much like
you
him.
Know what it is? It's him with Sonnen.
Yes.
He put Sonnen in his beard.
It's Michael Mc.
Yeah.
He looks like right?
Brett's nodding along. We gotta go. Hey.
Brett likes it.
If he could talk, he wouldn't talk.
He would sing
with the pure angelic voice of the most soulful white person ever invented. Michael McDonald.
You know how people are invented.
Sex.
Okay.
So the
chorus
is a chorus. Very
chorus.
Greek. Very
yeah.
Greek. I like
so
this.
There's a
okay.
lady who's harmony. There's mm-hmm. like a youngerish guy who's like basically an id. And
okay.
he doesn't really talk much. And there's like
he's like an understudy maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's like another guy who's like business guy.
Okay.
He's
yeah,
like
he's
business.
All about
he's
facts.
Like Wall Street.
He
comes from Wall Street originally.
He's like you in the beginning of this podcast.
Okay.
Like very fact
like, yes,
focused.
I'll, yeah, get the truth.
Yeah.
And so in the
and I couldn't relax. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and in the Enterprise team, there's Troy,
mm-hmm.
Picard,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Riker.
And Riker's
I
there?
Think.
I was see, here's the thing.
Or was it
I didn't even
D'Ta.
No, it was Data. Because
oh.
Riker
they always
remember?
Take the most valuable people.
Because wasn't Riker like kind of giving him a hard time about going down there or something? Remember, he was like, I care about you too much or something. And then Picard's like, it's
he was
sweet
like,
that you
you're
care.
Riker. You have to be the captain.
Yeah. I don't remember what happened.
Me neither.
He may or may not
they
have
had
been
a bromo.
There.
So might
it
as
wasn't,
well,
I remember
yeah,
it being tender.
Might
it
as
tender.
Well none of us have watched this. I mean, this is what's happening.
Hey, we've been doing this for a while. This is the first.
But you know what?
This is my impression of Alice.
This is my impression of Veronica. Because you just did that. See? Coming right back at
okay,
you.
Okay, go ahead.
I will say that there was a moment that I think uh-huh. you would like if you do like Riker.
I do.
There's a part where he's like thinking.
Uh-huh. Ooh,
and
I like
he's
that.
Like kind of like, He's like,
my men quietly thinking.
He's like, this plan is like kind of good. And then he like pets his mustache and beard with one index finger. He has one index finger the whole time. He pets and then goes around and pets down.
Watch this.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Wow. Oh my God.
Did you make a note of when that was? In the-
oh, I'll give you the timestamp. Sorry.
Perfect.
I fucked up.
Hey, it's okay. I will.
She's sliding it across the table to me now.
Don't you worry. I will find it. I will be doing that. Okay. So, they go downstairs. Right. And then what happened?
And then, oh my God. So, Reva is like paying a lot of attention to Troy. Like, he's like very interested in what Troy has going on. And he keeps like, he's addressing everybody and then he goes back over and keeps looking at Troy.
Oh yeah. I can see those looks.
Yeah.
Right,
see
now.
The looks. Oh, that's the id. The id is talking to her. Oh, and by the way, so
ooh,
he's
yeah,
like,
they are like Fleetwoods.
Yeah. See, look at him. And you know, this actor is actually he's deaf.
Like, he's like,
I can tell because he's really fluent in
very,
ASL.
Very, very good at ever. ASL.
I think
he's good.
That's how casting should be.
In your absolutely.
I'm flattered.
Oh my God.
I too am looking forward to learning more about you.
Oh, because he can telepathize.
But he can't.
He can't.
He's telepathing with his chorus, which are behind him, the people we described before.
And they talk.
Our way of communicating has developed over the centuries. And it's one that I find quite harmonious.
So when she says I, she's saying he. She's speaking for him.
Yeah.
You get it.
In this scene, there was a
very... Interpreters, I know how it works.
There was a very important...
No. Veronica, come on. Let me just say this.
I already
it's gonna
got
be hard,
it.
Hard for you to grasp.
I've been alive a while.
You probably have never experienced any situation in which
so
someone's speaking
speaks
wait,
the same language.
Okay, what were you saying? What were you saying?
So the thing that I thought in this scene, there was an important lesson to be learned about who to talk to when you have an interpreter.
Right.
Because they start addressing the interpreters and all the interpreters yell like, talk to me. And he means like...
Me.
Because he's like, that's rude. Like, talk to fucking me.
I love
although,
that.
Oh my God.
I feel sad that no one with who's deaf can actually listen to a podcast to participate or tweet if we're like wrong about something. But I wish that could be
transcripts, baby.
Yeah, I have somebody transcripting.
There are transcripts.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if you're out there, tweet at us.
Yeah, let us know.
Okay. Well, we're also going to do those live apps where we do the...
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Okay, so wait. So we learned that when there's an interpreter... You have to still like look at the person.
You talk
they
to
are
the person
that you're talking to.
Yeah.
That makes sense. They're the person
because
who
that
are...
way the interpreter is allowed to do whatever they want, like pick their nose, right?
Yeah,
is that why?
They can just fart up a storm.
So that they can...
They're allowed to pick their wedgie.
They're allowed to go into child's
pose. Secret stuff.
Eat a fry real quick.
They can do whatever they want.
Child's pose.
Exactly. They're allowed to like be flipping a coin the entire time.
Which is, sometimes they're a newsie from the 1900s.
They move the coin...
The magicians,
where they show that they're maybe tricky.
Magician's coin,
something akin to that.
And meanwhile, you're
just
like making eye contact.
They could hold a lighter under their hand, you know, just to show. But they don't want you to look at that. They want you to look at the person you're talking to.
Right.
The point.
Also, it must be like you're like just staring at someone who's quiet. Like, would you be her interpreter, and I'll just like look at you just to experience what it feels like.
Okay.
So Alice is your interpreter, and I'm just gonna look at you, Kelly.
Okay, and I'm gonna communicate in the way that he does, which is to not. I'm gonna.
Yeah, you're just gonna telepath to me
with you.
I don't see any problem
great.
With this.
Okay.
Who's? Are you gonna say something or?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. So what do you feel? How do you feel today?
Well, great. I mean, not great, but. I'm getting over a flu type virus thing. I don't really want to tell you about it because you would never understand.
Wow, it is very powerful to look at someone who's not actually talking.
I
want to
do
doing
it too.
It's so crazy.
Okay.
Do you want to be the person again? You're so good at it.
Oh, thank you so much.
No, what do you want to do? Talk to her? I'll be the interpreter?
I'm going to talk to her and you be the interpreter.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
This is not pleasurable for anyone at home.
I do not.
It's just a conversation.
Simply
it's
don't
actually
care.
Visual. Okay. I simply don't care.
So, do you like podcasting on the Forever Dog Network?
Well, you know, the main thing about it is that Brett is like extremely suspicious. So, you know, sometimes I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like,
right.
What?
Right.
And sometimes I'm like, well.
Right. Okay. That is so fun.
I know, it is fun.
I feel like it's like an improv exercise or something.
We invented a game with our friends.
Oh, wow. Let's charge $300.
Look, I'm down
to teach it.
Give me that money.
Do you want to learn our ways?
Why is he looking at Troy so much? I mean, what happens next?
Well, he's drawn to her.
Because she's an empath.
She's an empath. And like,
I can see how this relationship would work.
Right?
Right, yeah.
And it totally does for a while.
Yeah.
So like,
what do you mean?
So they're like, all right, we'll come back to the Enterprise with us. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so he's like,
we
great.
Gotta bring you to this planet.
Right. That's Solaris, the whole point.
Solarius or whatever.
For the
peace talks. There you go.
Peace talks.
Peace talks.
Can we have a peace talk?
That's the official United Nations peace talks jingle.
Jingle. It's a credit. It's a credits song. Peace talks.
Coming and down to Pyongyang. Like I'm gonna do the peace talk.
Saved by the Bell, like background. Yeah. Like, but each United Nations representative.
When you wake up in the morning and you just can't stop a warring and you think you never stop warring on
peace
time.
Peace talks.
Peace talks.
You call the UN Nations. And you get another person and you get up, dress it up to hit the peace talks on time.
Peace talks.
Alice had too much fun with this.
That song made me sweaty.
It made me really sweaty too.
So, you're describing my experience every time. Every time Alice is like subtly rapping really quickly about something that has nothing to, I'm like, how is she has the confidence to do this out loud so fast? Okay. Well, I'm glad you're unafraid, Alice.
I am.
Never have fear.
Never fear.
I mean, once
it made me
there,
sweaty too.
I was like, how's this going?
How's this going to happen?
I know. I was nervous, but I was excited.
Yeah, I know. But it did happen. Okay. So they go to the peace
talks. They all get on the Enterprise first.
Okay.
And he's like, let's do business, but for a sec, let me talk to you.
To Troy.
Yeah, to Troy. He's like, let's
have sidebar.
He's like, let's have dinner. And she's like, you're talking to me with your id. And he's like, I don't always talk with my id, but when the mood strikes.
So like the id is the sexy one.
He's the sexy one.
So the id, like, you know how he has a chorus, like the id is the sexy one. He's the one who has the libido.
The brunette
in charge
man.
Of libido. Yeah. So it's just the guy, the piece, Reva, and his id.
That makes
hanging
sense because he's not going to use the older guy and he's not going to use the woman. Might as well use a man.
So he's like, we'll just all go to dinner. And they go to dinner, just Troy and Reva, though, right?
Yeah.
And
but
then,
also,
wait,
the
can
id.
I see that?
Oh, the id is there?
Can I
the
see
id
the
id is there in the background?
Can we see the flirt?
He says some highly sexual stuff to her at the dinner.
I kind of want to really see that on a loop while I sleep.
Here's the scene in the room with Deanna and the id and Reva. I'll just
in deep within their psyche. In fact, being with you here now is provoking an emotional revelation.
You mean some emotion buried deep within your psyche?
Also, he reads lips.
Well,
not that deep.
Exactly what are you feeling?
Can't you tell?
Some of it.
Well, I feel that soon, perhaps after the briefing by your captain, that you will be hungry. And that perhaps we could dine together and compare experiences.
I'd like that.
As will I.
Will he be with us?
Well, until we find our own method of communication.
Sex.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to
boning. That. What if he just said that?
As do I.
Until we find our own method of communication. You know, like... like just like so vulgar.
Like the interpreter just went...
Okay.
until we find our own method of communication. Something like...
Five are historical enemies.
Pelvic thrusting.
Just like...
are on the verge of extinction.
Pelvic so he looks like a young Moses. I said that earlier, and I stand by it.
Yeah,
he does.
He does.
Moses McDonald.
So stupid. The dinner does happen,
and they're at dinner, and the id is there.
So this is where the sexual thing.
It is like crazy.
Really?
Like a great pulse.
Oh, that's the line.
I've grown so accustomed to it, I forget it's there.
It's easy to let that happen. Sometimes we must allow the surroundings to flow over us, to dwell on each separate part. how it feels to allow it to fill you.
Yep.
Fill you.
And then she looks at the id. That guy walks away. He leaves. You can hear because the door. So it's just her and him now.
I know you can read lips, but I need your words. Words are here on top.
Now he's signing to her.
What's under them? Their meaning?
Their meaning. She's getting all this. It's probably easy because she's an empath.
She's an empath. At first I was like, how's she getting it? And I was like, empath.
Yeah.
With what's important. Yes, that's true.
But it did take us like forever to come up with just that sentence.
Yep.
Both know.
It's a long road ahead.
It might be better to just have that kind of relationship.
That's a good hypothesis.
How to express important words like...
Telescope. No? Sorry.
Dream.
Dreams.
Oh, feathers.
Oof. Feathers.
Yeah.
Touching feathers.
Gentle feathers.
Gentle.
Baby feathers?
Oh.
Being here with you now is very special to me.
Yes, being with you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's that? Ooh, it's like a thunderstorm.
Smiling. I'm sorry, you're just smiling.
He's so frustrated. Smiling. I'll just let you smile. I get it. Okay.
He gets so frustrated.
So we're smiling. So they're data. Do I smile back? I'll just do it. It's fine. So they go on this super awkward date and it's really fun and adorable. And then all hell breaks loose.
Oh my God. Nightmare.
There's no plan in place. And this has been kind of stressing crew out. That Reva's like, I'm just going to go down there. And they're like, you don't have any idea of like what the procedure is. He's like, well, I do need a table. And so he specifies that he needs a table that looks like it's made out of rock.
Oh, and he needs
three torches,
man height.
He specifies like
so tiki torches.
He's super good. He gets really like design home about like he gets very like HGTV about the place that we're. So and then they replicate all that and they beam it down and then they beam down Reva and they beam down Troy.
They beam the down chorus, Reva and they beam down
and they sorry, beam
I
down.
See, I don't know why.
I don't know why you did that to me.
I don't know.
Either.
I'm
I feel
sorry.
Betrayed.
I feel like how I like what you did there. Okay. Go ahead.
Anyway, this is the crew. These are the peeps. It's of course Riker. Is what's his face there?
It's
Worf.
I don't think so.
The outfits are great. They actually worked on these.
Commander.
Yeah, so Worf.
It's just Worf and Riker.
Well, they're like
wait, where's
the
Picard?
Tough. They're the wise guys. They didn't want a Picard to be in danger.
In danger because there's no plan.
Right.
Engineering.
And it's just these warring.
When
factions.
The big thing happens, heavily I legit gasped out. I was like,
you did?
Yeah.
I thought you might.
What happened?
A
big thing happens.
It's about to.
And what else?
I'm going to watch this.
Here.
This is demanding the
table.
The decor.
Can you full screen it?
Made to resemble
yeah, one sec. Let me get.
Wait.
Did you read that, Geordi? I did. That should be no
Geordi
problem.
Geordi looks fine.
Yep, I can do that.
When will the emissaries arrive?
He is fine.
Geordi. Love Geordi.
So hot.
And how long
so
do you
hot.
Think the negotiations will take?
They won't go quickly.
So why does he
They're
know
coming,
so, Krav Maga know so much about?
Because he's a mediator.
The
like
first
a,
few minutes will be
it's his whole
tense.
Job.
Please stay calm and do not respond, even if you are provoked.
He didn't want any security at all.
We'll do our best.
You hear that?
Here they come.
Wow, they look horrible.
Yeah, they look horrible.
They look like they've been through better days.
they look bad.
Wow.
They're just, they look like, they definitely do look like my ex-boyfriend.
You really hope.
Like the hair.
You don't give birth to something.
Oh, that's a good.
Yeah.
Like that.
Okay, here come the other guys they're warring with. They're the same, but dressed
right,
slightly
just,
darker.
These guys
There's
are
like the blondes and the brunettes, basically.
Day and night. Day to evening look.
Okay, so okay. We're just facing
so
each other.
Lots of worry.
Lots of crouching.
Oh, I using the lady's voice.
To come here proves not only your courage, but your wisdom.
Good start. That's I wouldn't have thought of that.
Start with a compliment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're both courageous. Wow.
Wow.
You have been fighting all your lives. You have known only...
No, no, never,
oh,
never.
God, this guy.
Death first.
Reva!
That was like... Whoa! Whoa!
They got skeletonized.
They got skeletonized.
It was crazy.
Fucking lasers that they have on this planet.
Yo, I'm not going out with him anymore. He got skeletonized. He got skeletonized last week.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait, one second. They got skeletonized. They really went from a person to a skeleton to a nothing.
Like, literally nothing.
It was also a two-step disappearing.
Yeah.
It wasn't like poof. Yeah. It was like... bones. First you're burnt bones.
Yeah.
Then you're nothing.
Then you're nothing.
Have you been diagnosed with being skeletized? Did your skin come off and then your organs were revealed and then you were just down to your skeleton in quick succession? Were you? Didn't realize you had lines in this commercial. Anyway,
I used to be a walking skeleton, and things were really hard because my skin kept splitting down the middle, and then my skeleton would show, and then I was nothing. Then I talked to my doctor, and she said,
"You take Skeletex.
Take Skeletex.
Skeletex has side effects such as not putting your skin back on in the same order as your organs, so your just organs are just all dripping all over your body, all gross like. If you're having experiencing side effects such as that, or gassiness or suicidal thoughts, talk to your doctor, but don't tell them about the where you got this information because it's a weird secret. Talk to your doctor about Skeletex. If you want to be a walking skeleton for the rest of your life, good luck. Okay. Well, a word from our sponsor.
Oh my god, it's time for a break. That was not the break.
That wasn't the break. We're doing a break now.
No, we're actually doing a break now.
Shit. Okay.
Wow, I really need to. I like that.
Wait, we need to scarf down the rest of our food in 5 minutes.
Wow, that was very radical. They just skeletonized the entire chorus.
It was amazing.
The entire chorus.
I need to watch it.
Things are fucked up for him the rest of the episode.
I know.
Well, yeah, pretty traumatic to lose your voice.
This is the problem I had with this, and now you know what happened.
It's time for the break.
You can weigh in, and I'll talk about it in 1 minute.
Okay.
Here's my gripe with the we are all skeletonized moment on this episode. I really love this episode. I'll say it.
It looks like a really good episode.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's so cool to have an ASL character and plotline. I love that they used a deaf actor. You know, I love that they use the idea of having an interpreter and like working with that and sensitivity and peace talks. It's all great, except... the fact that this guy is kind of arrogant and he's like, I don't have any plan and don't fuck with me not having a plan. And then they all go to the planet's surface and the first thing that happens is this guy takes out his interpreters. And I'm like, you've been doing this for years. This has never happened.
They should have gone down in a Pope mobile. I mean, it's crazy to me.
No, but I was like, why now?
If the Pope already has a way to,
and they're not just regular.
Himself.
It's not like they're like journalists that are embedded.
No,
and they're expecting it. These are special interpreters. That's another thing they establish. These people have been with him since birth.
Yeah,
they were part of a lineage that are interpreter lineage of his culture, and he's a peace talks lineage.
It's
that
almost like
are all born mute.
It's like Dax.
Yes.
Like, so they're born to be joined with a
exactly.
parasite.
Yeah. So there's like no... So there's like, if he loses his interpreters, he is no longer a viable mediator. And so he's just been straight up walking into these situations with his interpreters just openly, no bulletproof vests, nothing.
I said it
forever.
I'll say it again. Pope Mobile. They should have gone down in a little capsule.
It's just really weird that this situation there was no justification written to the show for like why it's different this time.
And he's just like, ah, hubris. And I'm like, I know, but why? Like, why? Like, why? Exactly. Like, why this time?
Right.
Why not the first time you fucking did this?
You got to exactly. Like, why didn't this happen immediately in the very first piece?
I would have loved just like one scene where we get him just being like, this is actually the first time.
Yeah. Yes. Well, okay. So, okay. Backstory. So, okay.
I love all the warnings they give Worf and Riker and like how he preps and I need a table. And Geordi's like, okay. And then literally 30 seconds in.
Yeah.
The worst.
they didn't even need the table.
Yeah, there's nothing. No need. Wait, so what happens after this?
Well, they go back upstairs.
Okay, okay.
And oh, by the way, Veronica calls the ship upstairs and the planet downstairs.
Good to know.
Geordi's in pain.
It is easier to short.
And Geordi's in pain.
And Geordi's in constant pain.
Okay.
Oh, Geordi's still in constant pain.
This is Visor. Yeah.
Yes.
So they go back to the. Apparently, a member of one of the factions didn't like the idea of peace. And so he's signing all over the place.
I don't understand what you're trying to say.
Okay, this part is really embarrassing on Picard's behalf.
Yeah. It is.
I literally covered my eyes.
Yeah. It is.
It's so embarrassing.
It's painful.
Go slowly. Slowly.
He's signing like
can
crazy.
Can you write it out?
Stop.
He's doing the thing where you speak louder.
Yeah. I am so
it gets
sorry
worse.
That your friends were killed.
Sorry, your friends were
killed. And Reva's like, I know, dumbass. He's I like, can almost understand what he's
saying. Yeah, I know. He's like, I fucking
sorry,
know.
I don't know what you were trying to tell me.
Oh my God, it gets worse. Oh no.
We have to find some way to communicate with him. Data, he knows some kind of gestural language. Find out which one and learn it.
Aye, sir.
So I guess they are not aware of ASL.
That was shocking to me.
Well,
but again,
it's so many years because he knows.
But I will say something. Can I?
Oh my God, that part is so embarrassing.
Okay.
So can I say something about ASL?
Yeah.
I did a UNICEF commercial with two like little ASL.
Here we go.
ASL.
This is where she brags about her work with UNICEF. It's tiresome, but we allow
it. So one of your... You're a philanthropist.
I've done so much work with young children who are...
When I worked. Yes! What is it? It's a good place? That girl who's like perfect in the good place?
Oh,
watch that show? It's really
funny. I forget her name. God,
she actually is in the good place because she's actually a good person, and she's
constantly
perfect.
Name dropped. She's like all the work I've done with UNICEF.
All the work. Yeah.
Like, Kanye donated so much on my behalf.
And they were like, "What did you do before?"
Tahani.
She's like, "Well, a Tahani." Yeah, yeah. She's like a princess and like does like good work, and she died.
And she died.
I worked. I got casted as. As the mother, or in a commercial, the mother of two ESL girls, little girls.
ASL?
Yeah. So they, ESL is Spanish as second language. So they taught me how to like say some like stuff in sign language.
Yeah.
And then.
I only know egg.
I learned.
I only know hi, my name is Kelly.
I only know river.
And blue.
Egg is so useful. Never.
River is useful. Mm-hmm. So I was talking to them because the one of them could speak, but the little sister couldn't. So she was deaf mute, and then the other one knew sign language because that's how she plays with her little sister. So I could talk to her. And she explained to me that and then the guys who were like guiding me to be actually correct in the thing taught me that. Every person has a dialect. So if I'm in New York and I have like I'm signing with you, and then I go to France and they'll have their slang, like it's a language.
No question,
language is alive. So if he's from a totally different planet, it's probably. I mean, the writers probably didn't think like all dialects of ASL, but
it
is possible that I know the sign language and I go. To Vulcan and be like, oh, you guys speak totally different. I gotta
well, because British is
this.
Different from American, even.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Really?
Yeah, because ASL is American Sign Language, and then is it ESL there?
It's posh sign language. It's a bit more elevated, as it were.
There's more flair.
It's just
to every
it's
finger
up higher.
less movement.
It's less. It's more
it's garish.
It's less movement. It's more placed out front in front of you, so you don't. Okay, so I'm gonna stop that.
So but that is like.
It's like that's why
there are dialects in any language,
and that's why I love this show. Is like it enables us to have a conversation without it being like. I'm really glad that this episode existed, even though. Yes, they didn't think about the fact that there was a dialect existing in different, and there was like all these other, I had all these other questions like in the day of the time, like if
there's
in the day of the time in the hour in the place where they wrote this episode, they probably didn't think that sign language was would even be a thing, because they're like, oh, deafness would just be eliminated. Mm-hmm. They would have no sensitivity to the fact that, like, actually, the deaf community thinks that sign language is a perfectly, like, wonderful,
yeah, it's like deaf
a
culture.
Good
it's a
method
culture,
of communicating
a, yeah.
that has its merits that are beyond language, that is spoken language, and that it would want to be preserved. They probably right. wouldn't think of it that way necessarily. So, like, we don't have that angle of it. But it's still cool that gestural languages at least exist. So mm-hmm. maybe that makes sense why Picard wouldn't know of, like, specific gestural languages.
Yeah,
it's weird that he
like
just says, like, is there
dialect?
One? Like, of course there are.
Yeah.
Like, you're in the middle of the universe. Like, there's everything.
Yeah. I do wish that he, instead of being like, there must be, he's using some kind of gestural, mm-hmm. like, if he was just like, I don't know any gestural languages.
Or if he was like, that looks like American Sign Language sure. from the 19th, the 20th century.
Like 1991.
So he grabs the man and what does he do? That man looks like Matt Kleiman.
He grabs him and is so embarrassing.
I want to learn it. Aye, sir. Counselor, take him to sick bay. Maybe Pulaski can help.
And then he grabs him. Here.
Listen to me. You
oh my God.
Are not alone. Do you understand?
Him screaming in his face. I was like,
we are all in this together. Now.
It's like a preview of Tanagra.
You know what? I liked that.
Really?
So I had a different reaction to that.
I liked him touching him for sure.
Me too, because I was like, he can't communicate with his hands. So he's like, I liked him holding, and the yelling is insensitivity, but it's also it's like a spoken reaction mm-hmm. to intensity. So I feel like he's like trying to communicate the intensity of his like eagerness to let him know, mm-hmm. I want you to know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he could just be whispering it and it would be way better.
Yeah.
But he's like, I like that I almost cried here when he grabbed his hand and he was like we're not
together.
Alone. Mm-hmm. Made me feel like, oh, I didn't even think, of course he's feeling like alone. Mm-hmm. Right now, like, that's great. I was grooving. All right, there was a
sorry.
Veronica has a special condition where she farts music. So
it's a small fart.
They figure out that Data needs to learn sign language, obviously,
okay.
and he can learn it in like 4 seconds, which points out
I know the
a
Matrix.
Lot.
It's like yeah. Do you think the Matrix got inspired by this?
Wait,
I
what?
Know kung fu.
What
the Matrix.
About?
I know kung fu.
I don't know what you're referencing. I mean,
just
I know
like
you're
that
referencing
they can learn
the
it like really
the Matrix,
fast.
The Matrix, 2009.
Yeah,
no, 1999.
There's no way the Matrix wasn't influenced by Star Trek. That's what I'll say.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll be on. I'll go on the record.
Okay.
Mm. All right. Do you got that? I'm on the record. Finally, chose a sound that made some semblance of sense. So. I don't know. You would probably be interested in this scene, because the other thing about this episode that you probably should have watched, because it's very Troy heavy.
I will watch.
Yeah,
it's lots of
very,
Troy. Lots
very.
Of
Troy. There's. It ends up being really dependent on Troy.
Should I blog post about this? I mean, I'm sad
Dude,
for myself. I am embarrassed of myself. I'm embarrassed for someone else. I have that feeling of embarrassment for someone else, but for myself. What's it called? Shame.
Shame. It shame. Is called shame. And it is called shame. I want her to see this scene
okay.
where.
Is it the Picard scene?
Is it?
Well, they're all Picard scenes, essentially.
It's true.
The scene where they go to Reva and have the conversation where Troy is like, use it.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't lose it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a scene you need to see.
Okay, okay.
Some good Troy stuff.
So he's talking and Data now
understands. It was my fault. I am responsible for their deaths. In my arrogance, I thought no one could possibly harm the great Reva. I am such a fool.
You are not to blame. What happened
maybe have data
appears
stand
to
in
have
front.
Been the work of one
yeah.
desperate man. It may not reflect the feelings of the others.
They were more than my interpreters. They were also my friends. They were a part of me. I did not realize how much a part until now.
We have been contacted by the factions on Solaris. They want to renew negotiations.
I cannot. I will not.
Don't turn away. You have a chance to make some good come out of this tragedy. This could be the catalyst which binds them together.
Someone else will have to speak with them, not me. Not after what I allowed to happen.
How could I? But Data understands you. Use him. Let him explain your words.
When Data speaks for me, can you hear my anguish, my despair? Data is a fine machine.
Rude.
But he cannot take the place of my thoughts.
So rude, so rude.
It took years to develop a communication that cannot be easily replaced.
The Solari need you.
I cannot help them. Captain, please take me back to Ramatis.
That is regrettable. A lot more people are going to die.
People? All right. Are they people?
Wow.
Well, it's fine if they're not people.
It's possible to install optical devices which look like
this is normal. And then they prove that he's just going to stay in pain.
And would really still give sidebar. You about the same visual about this again. Range as the visor.
Done? You say almost. How much reduction?
20%. There's another option. I could attempt to regenerate your optic nerve. And with the help of the replicator, fashion normal eyes you would see like everyone else.
Normal, not the weird eyes.
I've done it twice.
Weird eyes.
In situations somewhat similar to yours.
Make him do it. It's so hard for him as the actor,
Geordi,
to pretend to not want
it
that.
It would eliminate the constant pain you were under.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Well, when I came to see you, it was to talk about modifying this. And now you're saying it could be possible for me to have normal vision?
Yes.
I don't know. I'd be giving up a lot.
There's something else you must know. This is a one-shot. If you decide to change your mind, there's no going back. And there are risks. I can offer choices, not guarantees.
This is a lot to think about.
It's good chapter.
I'll get back to you, Doctor. Thank you.
There's that weird scene. Oh my god. And somebody's taking pictures covertly of the Enterprise.
Once he gets off the sound stage, there's people back there.
Enterprise, 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 Enterprise,
over here, Enterprise, Enterprise, over here.
Enterprise, you're there.
You're not looking, Enterprise.
Okay, so what happens with Troy? Troy comes here.
Okay, this is the scene that I want to see. I'm sorry that I played you that other scene. I'm wrong. I've been wrong a lot.
Duncan is going to take you back to Ramatis. But first, he's given me permission to attempt to settle the conflict down on Solais. Yes. We've come so far and paid such a terrible price. I must try.
That red help gold me. Lipstick.
So red gold.
So red gold.
You would be better off without my help.
I have never attempted anything like this before. When dealing with two
either.
Factions so diametrically opposed, so entrenched in their positions, where do you start?
You want to know if I had some special technique.
I want to know anything you can tell me which could help.
There is no trick. I had no magic.
What about your chorus?
Yes. My chorus was special. They allowed me to combine different perceptions.
So there was a trick.
Not really. My technique was to look for something, no matter how small, that was common to both groups. And then to begin a process where one person or one group expresses themselves to each other.
That's very hard to accomplish.
Yes. But what is even more difficult is to get each side to listen. Really listen to each other. And to understand.
This isn't going to be easy for me.
You are very good with people.
But what I do is different.
I love how mean she gets right here.
Mm-hmm.
She so hammers it down. Also, she's weirdly gray.
The real secret.
It's another.
I was is turning noticing
disadvantage
that.
Into advantage.
Every time they cut to him, I was like, "There's so much red." Mm-hmm. Then I was
Why
like, "Oh,
can't
she's
you
gray."
Do that?
This is it.
Why can't you turn your disadvantage into an advantage?
This is it, Mega. For once, Troy is like. Talents are being highlighted.
That is interesting. That would give them something in common. I do not understand, Counselor. To what is he referring?
Callate. She touches his dick.
Yeah, she just... She's like, callate, callate, a moment. Shut up.
His lips are just like gray.
So gray.
Thank you. Thank me.
She's wearing like Data's makeup.
I loved that part too. Thank
yeah,
me.
Thank me. Data's so cute.
He is so cute.
I'll have the captain contact them down on the planet and tell them to prepare for your return.
Nice.
So she convinces him.
He's like,
and then later Picard is like,
"You don't mind, homie?"
Like he really
oh, I loved
the
that
big
moment.
Ups.
I yeah. loved that. To that Troy? Was like a good yeah. like fake father daughter.
No, you're
going
to watch that on your own.
But the audience deserves it.
I know they do, but they also deserve... Okay, what am I doing? I just was like sick of fast-forwarding.
O'Brien!
O'Brien, he's a part of it.
O'Brien.
You'll see Keiko later on.
What?
Meanwhile, when?
Do they
think about this?
Will
have
we
a favorite
see Keiko
character
today?
On the show? You can tell us after this. Not that this should influence you in any way.
Probably Data.
Okay, me too. Perfect.
Great.
Same page.
Great.
Same page.
Oh, come on, it's so easy. Oh, come on. Everyone likes Data. I like Data,
Data
too.
Data.
I like Data too. It's just like
he's
they side with Alice because Alice
you
is his favorite.
To see me?
Yes.
Ooh, I love that.
Nice.
Love that thing. They were playing with that earlier.
That's when Riker does
you
his
read
finger
me
thing.
Well enough to sense how I feel about you and what you do on this ship. But I just wanted to say the words. Thank you.
I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
Her face right here. So,
she's
so good.
She's so good.
Oh, that's so
she's,
sweet.
She's
so
the
good.
Mental health specialist.
Yeah.
Marina Sirtis is like the greatest.
She's a counselor. She somehow made a character.
She's so self-deprecating about her acting, but she's awesome.
She's so awesome. Good.
She's
that was
so good.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah, when she tells Geordi, like, when Geordi's a captain and she's like, yo,
yeah.
stand up.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Geordi's like,
she's
oh.
like, yo, stand up. Yo,
do it.
You gotta do it.
Ho,
ho. Dup, if you wanna ha, be the captain, ha, you gotta ha, instill ha, confidence ha, in the people ha, who are below dup, you.
Ha, captain.
It was like, dup, yes. Oh, fuck. Thanks. God damn it. So Data's your favorite character.
Data. Yeah. Love Data.
He's your favorite character.
Me too.
I like Troy too.
I like Troy.
I like them all. I like everybody.
I like everybody. I like
the doctor's too racist. For me.
Pulaski?
Yeah. Pulaski. She's too racist.
I love Crusher, the doctor that she replaced and then who comes back
yes,
and replaces her.
Yes, love Crusher.
I can't wait till we get to the return of Crusher.
It's going
to
be two seasons.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
It's going to take two seasons.
I love all of them. I will say I've become a huge Geordi fan. This,
love Geordi.
On
I'm
this
a Geordi
re-watching.
Fan.
He's a magical person.
Well, I love the, like, the unbridled, like, enthusiasm in
mm-hmm.
everything.
Yeah.
In him.
And it's so genuine. And the deeply like compassionate relationship he has with Data
love
is
it.
Amazing.
He's the only one who like really treats
yes.
Data right.
The way he, exactly. Like he never yeah. ever like treats Data like, well, I'll have to explain this to you. He gets frustrated with Data when he doesn't understand mm-hmm. things right because he's like, you're better than this man. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's so great.
I mean, like the thing that is that makes me crazy mm-hmm. is that like I feel like a ton of those people, and I mean maybe this is like I don't know. So it's kind of how I feel about racism too, mm-hmm. where it's like
you don't love it.
I'm not into it.
Yeah, not my
no, not fair. Buying it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're like
interesting. Okay.
When I see like this character Data, I'm just like even though we know that he's like synthetic,
mm-hmm.
I'm just like okay, but he feels things. He
yeah, yeah.
He's
yeah.
interested in things. He whatever. Like
right.
that's
all intents and purposes.
Right. So I'm just like great.
He's
that's
a crew member.
Right. And least. I'm like that's like. He's valid. He's like his interests and
yeah.
desires and fears and whatever. All those things are valid.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy to me when like these characters are just like, well, you know, you're a you're a machine.
Yeah.
You're just a robot.
You're never going to understand.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, well.
Yeah. And he's always trying to understand. They explain things to him in such a harmful way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just so like. They just think it's so funny mm-hmm. what he does understand and what he doesn't understand. Whether, it's like, that's not helpful to him.
Exactly.
Why you think it's like, it's also not that interesting. It's like, it really, their reaction to him is so immature in a way.
Well, because when they explain, they're just like, well, you know, Data.
Yeah.
A machine mind like yours usually thinks of things like this, but it's like, actually something completely
and
different.
And then every once in a while, they'll be like, oh, and by the way, you're a unique life form that has never been reproduced or happened before. So. No, there shouldn't. No one should ever say usually Data. Like, there's no usual right. anything. There's everything yeah, he does exactly. is new and it's, for the very first time.
And so. Very special.
Yeah.
Just all around. As a, it's a marvel.
It is yeah. a marvel.
Yeah.
You've been true. A marvel.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. Thank you for doing homework for us.
Oh.
Even though you read like full trilogies.
I failed to read full trilogies and Lindsay reads
star recently. Student.
Thank you.
Do you have anything that you want to plug besides your fabulous podcasts?
Or plug it. Plug it, too.
Sure. Okay, I'll do my
spiel.
My spiel.
All right.
If you want to hang out with me on social media, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Kelly Nugie, KellyNugee. Mm-hmm. You can also hang out with me on Twitch, twitch.tv/KellyNugee. Right now, I'm playing some more Gwent on Witcher 3, so that's fun. Come hang out.
Oh, you're a game person.
I'm a gamer, yeah.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
I can't.
Wow, you're the coolest.
I never had it growing up.
I'm
that's
really
why.
Fucking cool.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
like, listen, Sunnydale High,
everyone has
gamer.
Always thought I was really cool yeah, for playing video
right.
games.
I read never I read been trilogies. An oh, yeah. That only happens in our circles yeah. where we're like, you know. Wait, you're so cool.
Yeah. I mean, like a strange 11-year-old on like a multiplayer game has not asked me, what's your pussy smell like, bitch?
Oh, so, you that know, didn't
it's
happen.
Like, perfect. Never happened. I've super easy, super fun, super cool.
Like, I don't know what it smells like, Kevin.
I'm like, why don't you'll find it in a couple of years.
Yeah. If you keep playing your cards right.
Okay, so I thought you were playing Halo. I'm not playing cards right. Is that a game? All right.
Yeah. So
and my podcasts. I have four.
Dang,
now.
Dude.
So check out Teen Creeps on the Forever Dog Network. Super fun. Me and Lindsay K. Tag.
Okay, terrible sound effects. Right. That's not the right one. Okay.
Check out.
There you go.
Here we go.
A lot. That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a little too much. There we go. That's better.
Yeah, okay.
Not so much scream.
They
heavy.
Were ecstatic.
Those are.
Not really. Not the
where
one.
Where else?
Check me out on Hellmouthy, where I talk about Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Check me out on Thank You for Questing, an adventure RPG narrative podcast.
Oh, awesome.
It's very fun.
I just started playing Dungeon World.
Dude, RPGs are fun.
Yeah.
That tabletop shit is fun.
What is very all cool. that?
It's
sort of the nerdiest thing possible.
It's pretty nerdy. Yeah. It's basically like you can, depending on what you're playing, mm-hmm. You
create a world. You create a map of the world, and
is
then
that
you
like the house you decorate,
and then you become a no. It's like on a tabletop, and
it's
then you
a table.
And then you become a character, and you sit around with a bunch of people, and then you're like,
oh, it's like magic.
I'm the dragon person, so I'm like my
I'm
role
pretty sure
is this.
No one says that.
I know these are my skills. Okay. So like, if something comes up, and I need to
role play, like,
I need yeah. to grill it with my fire.
It's like magic.
I jump in and I grill it with her fire, and then they roll a dice, and they're like, didn't work. Sorry.
Yeah. So it basically it's like it can either be like really organized.
Yeah.
Like if you play like. I did Lords of Greyhaven on Saving Throw Show, which was like intense, like D&D, which yeah. was like turn based. You roll initiative, you roll yeah. For attack. And then I've played like Buffy RPG, RIP that show, Hyper RPG, which was just like we're just like, I don't know, I want to do this. Does it work? Okay. And then like roll and you do whatever uh-huh. you want.
Yeah.
But you like build your character and you like figure out like, okay, what are my strengths? And then there's one person that's like running the game. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's really fun. But it is like the nerdiest thing.
Because it's
game?
So long.
Who runs?
It's like these
they're
people
like 3 hour games.
Who decided to do this? We're like, we just never had anything else to do.
Exactly.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who runs the game?
Usually the GM.
A person.
So it's like a person.
The game manager.
And oh, it's a person?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
Like they're telling the story, and usually they'll like put effort into like writing a campaign and being like, okay, this is going to be the big boss that you'll encounter. But the way I play is usually to like really fuck with what they're doing. And so they'll be like, they'll name some like minor detail, and I'll be like, I'm going to go check out that cherry tree. And they're like, it doesn't matter. And I'm like, I'm gone. I'm in the tree. Check out, yeah, thank you for questioning. It's very fun. I play Parsnip the Pantelier, who is a flamingo that makes pants. And
delightful.
Same day shipping, the podcast where we talk about relationships in the context of fan culture.
Oh, that's dope. I'm so excited that that's a real thing. Okay, so now all my questions have been answered and I know where to listen.
Yeah, I'm very excited. This is so, like, I'm very impressed.
I can't believe I didn't know. It's actually really
impractical.
But.
And provocative.
So thank you so much for joining us and taking time out of your busy cast schedule.
Out of your podcast and games.
I know. So many of them have homework too.
Like fucking A.
Nightmare. I didn't do my homework.
We just don't do it.
I feel
on this show.
I do.
We alternate.
We were in a weird episode of Buffy. That's what happened.
That's what it was.
I read my weird websites.
Yeah, she read
a
weird
website. When we get off, we can
banish it out.
AOL get this Scooby Gang together. Websites. They were pretty highlighter color.
Yeah,
they had like
classic. Mm.
I never read those things because animation. Mean thing.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here and telling
me. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy day for everyone.
I'm going to take a nap.
I'm like, Alice and I are not Valentine's. We're not Valentine's.
No.
You're not Valentine's?
I mean, I'm not a big person.
I'm not a big Valentine person either. My boyfriend like convinced me to go out to dinner tonight, and I'm usually like I'm like, fuck going out to dinner. So I called the place. I was like, do you guys have that price fix bullshit, or can I order whatever the fuck I want? Yeah. And they were like, you can order whatever you want. I was like, thank you, Tam O'Shanter. Here I come.
Tam O'Shanter,
I love it there.
Do you go there Christmas?
Yeah,
it's
girl.
The fucking best.
It's the fucking best. And the thing I love about that place is that the carolers are polite. Like,
they're really nice.
Really quietly be like, do you want us to sing?
Yeah,
and if you don't want to, they'll let you go.
And you can actually have a conversation.
Yes.
When they're in the room caroling to somebody.
They're not
else.
Being loud. They know they're how to so control good. Their voice.
They're good.
It is it's a best. Fantastic experience there.
Yeah. Sorry to other you because I know you don't like Christmas, but it's a Christmas experience.
My boyfriend hates Christmas.
Yeah?
I don't hate Christmas. I'm just
it's
not
a, it's this,
I'm not buying it.
In the 1950s, when Disney started their, like, at corporate, there's so maybe it was the 40s, but they built all these, like, very thematic buildings in Los Feliz, up and down Los Feliz Boulevard.
Tam O'Shanter's from 1920.
So Tam O'Shanter is one of those buildings. It looks like the Shire. When you walk in, it looks like the Prancing Pony from the Shire, from Lord of the Rings. This is on Los Feliz Boulevard
on the south
above,
side of the street.
On the other side of the LA River, like the far side.
Okay.
And then there's...
like by the Morrison over
there. Near like a bear lodge.
And for Christmas, they deck that shit out. And there's like a Dickensian carolers, so they look like they're from like 1700s London.
I like general
And they're like walking around, they're like, so great.
Yeah.
I like aesthetic things like
that. No, it's so very... good. And it's not, like, it is a little bit over the top, but it's not tacky.
Yeah.
Like, because it's, like, intentionally done. It's like, it's like Disneyland level of,
it's
like intent.
It's true. Exactly.
Very good. Very good.
It's like, we're not doing it unless it's well executed.
Exactly. And everything's well executed there.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going there tonight.
That's pretty cool. That's great. You know what?
It's cool. It sounds cool to go anytime, you know?
Like, it's a great experience. Their food's good. Their drinks are good. Everything's good.
It's good.
Yep.
Thanks to our sponsor, Tam O'Shanter.
That's right. Thanks to our sponsor, Tam O'Shanter. Come by and mention Treks in the City so that we can get more listeners. All right. Have a great day, everybody. And we'll check in with you next week when we're still here.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.